Good morning. So we'll say a few prayers to get started in the white prayer book. If you turn to the first base sheet, we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra and we'll say, chant that three times. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sam Chen Tom Che De Wadang De bottom of the pink sheet, we'll say Chen Rei Zig's mantra eight times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Green Tara's mantra seven times. Om Tari Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tari Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you? Good. Couple of things that from my chair was missing. Small papers, so maybe in my home. So anyway, it's okay. Some notes, small notes, that's okay. So, we'll begin with meditation, okay? Meditation now. So, first, please sit very comfortably. Oh. So, make sure that you know, get some physically some relax, okay? We should sit comfortably, no physical stress, not mental stress, just comfortable as you can, as possible, okay? Just So then we'll begin with the 9-round breathing meditations. This is called 9-round breathing meditations. So, voluntary. Anybody want to lead 9-round breathing meditations? Okay, I'll lead. With the please with the explanations. What is for? Okay.
This meditation is called the, as Geshe-la said, the 9-round breathing meditation. It's an excellent way to begin our practice, especially if our minds are a little bit scattered or blocked in some way. What's happening is that our channels are blocked. It's one reason why the posture is so important, so that our channels can be cleared and the energy can flow very evenly. So 9-round breathing, what it does is that it unblocks those channels for us. And so then our meditation, after doing that, our meditation oftentimes, in most cases, it becomes much smoother, much more fluid, and much more effective, making it easier for us to concentrate on the breath as we breathe, or we do our visualization meditation, or whatever it may be. And so the way you do the 9-round breathing meditation is that you're going to start with your left hand and your ring finger. You want to place it over your left nostril. And you want to breathe in through the right. And then you take your hand and move it over to the right nostril and breathe out through the left. And you're going to do that 3 times. In. Out. In, out. And then you take your right hand, ring finger, place it on the your right nostril, and breathe in again. Move over to the left nostril, breathe out through the right. Again. And again. Now you want to breathe through both nostrils 3 times, in and out. And that completes the 9 rounds. You can you can feel free to breathe heavily, just breathing out all the wasteful energy, just breathing it all out, clearing those channels. Okay. I guess you actually want to do one. Would you like to actually now do it? I was just showing how to do it.
Yeah.
Now we can do it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So now we do the actual nine-round breathing meditation.
Long, slow. Long, slow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we successful? Long, slow. Long. So make sure that your back straight, okay? Make sure your back straight. We'll do one more time, okay? Long, slow. Then when you exhale all the way out. Make sure that everything goes out. Do one more time. This is a good meditation. That's first step, that's three breathing. So now the second one. Okay, so now both from nose and mouth and both nostrils. As I said many times on the Sunday class, beginner, many short, many sessions. When you become very familiar, then long, few. That's how you know. That's how the meditation has been done traditionally. For beginner, short session, many. When you become so, when you gain, as when you become so familiar, then few, long. So this meditation, you know, is this easy? Easy meditation? Yeah, it's easy. So please, don't think there's no benefit because it's so easy to learn. So that's not good. So that's, you know, you do this, you know, this is called, I said this many times, sake of knowledge, okay? Sake of knowledge. Because you learn, and then you teach someone else, then someone else learn, then that person teach someone else, you know, so that's good. No prayer to, no, any, don't need to say any prayer. You just sit there comfortably, first make sure you're physically, you know, relaxed. Then second, mentally relax. That's not quite easy. So then just that moment. We're not talking about whole day long. Just that moment. So make sure, you know, everything depends on mind. Everything depends on mind. You know, if mind can think, if you're mentally, if you can think, oh, I'm relaxed, probably you are relaxed. Physical body cannot think. So the mind, if your mind think, oh, I'm not relaxed, then probably you're not relaxed. No matter how comfortable you sit, or maybe laying on the couch, then you still feel, you know, don't feel relaxed. So it's all mind, you know, perceptions, all the mind. Tamje, all samba, mind, rale, dependent. All depend on mind. If your mind is okay, you're okay. If your mind is not okay, if you're staying in a 5-star hotel, you're still not happy. It's all according to Buddhism. So much study has been done when it's come down on mind. You know? All these books has been written about mind. There's like 300 some volumes of books. You know? It's all, you know, written about the minds. So, tamje samadala rale. So everything will depend on mind. If the mind's okay, everything will be okay. You know, even though you're living in the cave somewhere in Himalayan, near close to Everest, Mount Everest, freezing cold. But you are completely fine. You are completely fine because your mind. So, so this, the mind is very important, okay? So each one of us has mind. Everybody has a mind. So it's not like, well, only monks and nuns have mind, so rest, remember. So long as you have mind, that is very important to learn how to check your mind. Oh, it's nothing to do with the religions. Yeah, this is like permanent roommate. You can't get rid of. So it's better to learn something, how to take care of that mind. Permanent roommate, you cannot get rid of. So this is called 9-round breathing meditation. Easy to learn, but there's a lot of benefit. So now, when you share these meditations with other people, so we must explain, you know, what this meditation is for. It's called Lung Roll. Lung literally means wind. Wind. When you talk about wind, so there's like, there's another thing called a wind element. This body is like the product of four elements. Wind, fire, water. Air, yes, thank you. Air is four elements. Earth or air. I just wake up, so my mind is not working very well. Earth element, water, such me, fire, lung, wind. So lung roll, roll means waste, lung roll. So now the last part of the word, it indicates we are not talking about wind that blow things. We are talking about gross body, subtle, very subtle. Gross mind, subtle, very subtle. Gross wind, subtle, very subtle. Oh. So, this is like subtle, talking about subtle. No? So then, it could translate like the wasted oxygen. Oxygen? Oxygen. Huh? Not sure. That, what do you call it? You breathe in and out. You breathe in and out. What do you call that? Breath. Is this oxygen? Yeah, so breath. It could be said wasted. Oh, no, that doesn't make sense. This doesn't sound quite good. Wasted breath. Huh? Maybe you could say wasted breath. Huh? So Mahatma Gandhi has three monkeys. One monkey goes like this. One monkey, no. Maybe Mahatma Gandhi is saying this, talking about wasted breath. Anyway, so now, whether it's like oxygen, breath, energy, whatever you call, so actually, it is, so sometimes I wish that you know Tibetans, it makes perfectly sense. When it's a long roll, make perfectly sense. Huh? We are not really talking about the wind, not talking about breath, but it's something else, in a long roll that people know. So now, this is very, second knowledge is very important, you know, to explain. So now what happens? You know, we wake up. So most of the time, mind is not concentrated, thinking 100 different things in short period of time. That means your energy been like scattered, thinking something here like yeah, 6 year old boy, 6 year old boy. Playing here, 5 minutes, want to do something else. 5 minutes, want to do something. It's like constant, there's no break. There's like unexhaustible energy. There's no break. There's want to do something, but last only a couple of minutes, then want to do this one. Like that. My mind is like that. Keep thinking, moving, thinking. So that's how this energy, even though mind has so much power and energy, but that energy has been divided in so many little things, unnecessary things. So then, like say, mind is like creek, so powerful creek. It could run smoothly, straight forward, but it's running from so many different little things. But each creek doesn't have power, so then the energy has been scattered. So then that cause, you know, that's how the energy gets wasted. So that wasted energy is, whether it's like useful energy, wasted energy, it will go through our system channels. We cannot stop unless you reach a really deep level of practice. There's where you could separate your body and your mind before you pass away. There is possibility you could separate. You know, you remember reading Mahatma Gandhi's book. People, Mahatma Gandhi, he's in the prison, but some people see he's walking in the town. So, you know, sometimes, like, when you reach really deep level of practice, you could separate, you know, you could separate. So there's a number of cases, even in Tibet, some before 1959, when the Chinese took over Tibet, a lot of monks and nuns were in prison. So some of the monks, you know, you only see the nail in the prison, that's all you see. Gone. There's no body. What do you call rainbow body, whatever you call. But you know, when you reach, so that's why right now, in my case, no possibilities. Yeah. So, what I'm trying to explain here is like, energy. That's how energy is wasted, okay? So now, that is useful, wasted, it will go through our channels. We cannot stop. So, this nine round breathing meditations is to how to get rid of that. Get rid of. So, as I said, you know, could help you to get rid of stress. I'm not sure how you define stress. If you think of stress as like form of negative energy that's caused by your job, your school, or the person you don't like, the class you don't like, or whatever it is, you know, everything, you know, will produce negative energies, you know. So if you think stress is a form of energy that's caused by something else, then I think this mind realm reading meditation just may be a way to get rid of that, okay? So, if you don't do this mind realm breathing meditation, then there's no wasted energy do cause physical discomfort. So that will contribute your mental discomfort. So then sometimes, you know, you are not happy. When you think there's no real reason, you are not, as people say, I'm bored. Actually, it's not bored, but actually it's like, probably some kind of negative impact from this wasted energy. So that's how you explain, okay? So so then, this 9-round breathing meditation will help. So, you know, in monastery, we also use some kind of like physical movement. So we just, there's another way to do, rather than breathing, we just, there's certain, as a word that you say in your mind, that you move your hand, and you are kind of thinking that you are moving away all this wasted energy, negative energy, and you are thinking, as I said, everything is dependent on mind. If mind, how you say, is so powerful, if you can really combine your mind very closely with your physical movements, there's certain progress that you make. That's why, you know, walking meditations, scanning your physical body, feelings, things like that, you know, that's also become part of meditation. So, it's clear. It's 9-round breathing meditation, so it will help. So that's good. That you don't need to, like when you are not happy, you know some technique how to maybe get rid of negative energy rather than drinking whole case of beer. Friday night seems like kind of fun. Then Saturday, then everything's coming out, so that's not fun. So the breathing meditation, there's nothing to come out. No, there's only things that is helpful. Okay. I used to live right next to the NC State, 9 years. So anyway, 9-round breathing meditation. I think you learn. Then you know, please you share with your friends. Okay, it will help. So short, beginner, many. You can do one, then you can take break, then you can do another one, you can take break. No, so then nobody says to us that you have to do meditations. Nobody says. I never said it. Last 14 years, being here mumbling, last 14 years, I never said that you have to meditate. I never said, so people know I've been here 14 years. So nobody told me that you have to meditate. So then this is all done by voluntary. Voluntary, we voluntary to do meditations. So then, when we do it well. Otherwise, why you do? No. So much better to walk around in the flea market, to just look around. For this much better. That's what I will do. If I don't do well, so I don't do. So that make sure every practice that I do, I try all my best to make sure that I am with whatever I'm doing. When I'm eating. I'm eating, not eating lunch or thinking about dinner, what kind of food I'm going to cook, you know. When you're eating dinner, not thinking of breakfast. So I'm trying to be with that moment, you know. So I'm trying, but it's not easy, but it can be done. Oh. So now the second meditation that we are going to do together, then after that I'll read something here. Second meditation, this is called, this also important, this is called forceful method, okay. Forceful method, how to stop super excited mind. Okay, super excited mind. So what we do, we exhale from the mouth, inhale from the nose, forcefully. Then, so each time, every breathing method, each time you inhale, you count. Here, there's one. There's two. We don't use finger, the rosary, we just count here. So make sure that's where the focus should be. If you decide to count 10, so each time you inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, that means you are fully alert, you are fully aware, okay? So we'll do this 10 times. At the end, when you inhale, when it's number 10, inhale, then please hold your breath. Don't breathe. Imagine that the energy they're going in is white, round color. Then we are not breathing, we are holding our breath. Just imagine. You know, there's the blood pressure machines that you use when you see like there's something going in. That helps me, you know. So just imagine my body's like that. It's going energy, white. So there the focus. Focus is here, the white. When you feel it reach below forefinger, below your navel, hold there. Hold your breath long as you can. Then if you can hold any longer, then you exhale. Okay? Little time. So, 10 times. One more time, one more. Oh, let's go. So, begin with exhale. So this is called forceful method, how to stop super thinking mind or excitement mind. So in Tibetan word it's called gyopa, Gopa, no, that means mind keep thinking like monkey. Monkey mind keep thinking. So that's where to stop, okay? So then, so the imagining part is all, or what you call visualization, is tricky. It's not easy. So when you're trying to think something round, then you see triangle. When you're trying to see a triangle, then mind tend to see round. When you see white, see red. When you see red, then you see white. So there's common problems. It's not just your problem. It's common problem. So point is now to make sure the mind doesn't get out of this round white light. Okay. So this all meditation is like, how you say, putting all your attentions closely on light. Why is important to learn to put my all attention into something? Why is important? Because that produces, that makes your mind calm, peaceful. That's why. No more, no less. That's why. So that's why putting all your attention closely on physical, putting all your attention very closely on feeling, putting all your attention very closely on mind. So that's more challenge. So then putting all your attention very closely beside physical body, feeling, mind, anything else. Could be image, could be flower, could be color, could be tree, could be waterfall, you know. So long as the point is to keep your mind on that object. So make sure the mind doesn't get out of that object. So that's what you're trying to do. First step, just to keep the mind on the object. There. So then, slowly, meditation is, you know, making familiar with something that we are not being familiar. In this case, imagining something beautiful, space before you, thinking about that, and just keeping your mind there. That's all. You're not doing any research. You just keep your mind there. So then job is, you know, so then separate awareness is kind of overlooking of the whole process of meditations. Make sure if the mind gets out of there, so my job is to put it there, put it back. If I see color, good. If I don't see color, if just see the shape, that's also good. So the first one is to keep there. So then second is then how long you can keep. Then third, then clarity, then details. Then it's come, it's like third, fourth step. Not in the beginning, we cannot expect to see that crystal clear. So that's no, that's going to make you disappointed. So you just, you know, each in the mind is like elephant. Each lambo doalas means mind is like elephant. It's so powerful it could destroy every happiness that you have, you know, in your life. It could, you know, mind is so powerful. Each lambo, that's why mind is like elephant. Each lambo doala. Is this elephant is on the move. Temba means mindfulness is like rope. It's like rope. Mindfulness is like rope. Being mindful of object, being mindful of breathing in and out, being mindful about the light here, being mindful of your physical movement, being mindful about your, you know, the feeling like that. Okay, that's kind of mindful, like kind of rope. Iji lambo dowala, tembe tabe ngechingness. You use this rope and tie that elephant. Why? Because of that elephant is like kind of crazy. You know, kind of wild, kind of become crazy. So that's why you are not experiencing calm mind, peaceful mind. It's not like somebody's like doing some kind of voodoo practice. Voodoo. It's not like that. No, so that we tend to blame other people, but actually not learning how to do it. Each lambo doala tembe tabe ngechingness. The rope like mindfulness, your job is to tie that elephant. First of all, to catch. So catching that elephant, that probably takes time. When you catch, then your job is to tie that elephant with his physical movement or maybe any object, okay, any object. So as a Buddhist, so you use holy image. You just visualize Buddha, you know, so sitting under the Bodhi tree, we visualize that. So that's how a mind is we put our mind there. So yiji lambo do ala tembe tabe nge chi ne so tembe tabe nge chi ne o mi be ka wat mo ke yiji lambo do mi be ka wat mo sorry there's one line missing yiji lambo do mi be ka wat mi be object steady firm it's not like you know fuzzy or like that make sure maybe yellow maybe yellow is red maybe not red or white it's like not like that you choose. No, so then stick with that, okay? Mikba's object, tempo, like firm, steady. Kawa usually means pillar. That's where in Tibet, you know, that's where you tie your cow. Tibet, we don't have elephant. Same also, you don't have elephant here. But it's also like mine's like elephant, okay? So elephant, I think, you know elephant? Elephant, yeah. So now it's so easy. You can go to Google so you can see right there, elephant. It's not like that. Anyway, so in my monastery, you know, so we have a lot of elephants. Not in the monastery, but near jungle, there's a lot of elephants. You know, so when I was 16, 13, 14 years old, you know, I have to go to guard the corn field. The monks, monastery grow corn. That's the source of our food. We grow corn. So when we plant seed, so then we go there to guard wild hawk. It comes eat the seed then all night long, banging with one empty can all night long, bang, 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 like that. So drinking black tea, not the Starbucks coffee, black tea. Black tea. So then you know, if you fall asleep, then if the wild hawk come, eats wild hawk, minute they smell, all the cornfield is like lime seeds. When they come, they eat, then they eat like lines, like acres. They eat, no, they eat. So the next morning, you have to go to plant. So that everybody will know in the field that you, last night you slept. So then you are the only one who's planted. It's not, planting is over, no, it's only plant. So then when monks see that you are planting, you are only by your planting, that means you slept last night, you didn't guard the hawk. So then when the corn grew up like this, so then elephant comes. So then you go to guard elephant, you know, so whole night long. So elephant is so powerful, that's why then, like guys say, consider mice like elephant. So firm object like pillar, firm object can be anything, miracle. Mindfulness like rope. Then you bind the elephant. Share up then the wisdom. Now in India, there's like tools that the elephant, especially in the forest department, they have like piece of metals in the end, it's a kind of sharp hook. So they poke elephant, you know. If the elephant wants to go there, then they poke there. So sometimes you can also ride, you can pay a little money, they will take you to the jungle. So then, you know, sometimes they use their feet to guide. So then just elephant knowing that person has this hook, behave much better. So that's like wisdom. So what do you do? So now you're meditating. So let's say early morning, you're meditating. All of a sudden, so then you need wisdom. We need wisdom. So then now elephant is not going crazy, but kind of like sleepy, you know. So then sometimes they're like you know, all over the place, you know, all over the place. Then that's like too high, you know. It has to be just right, okay. So that's why you meditate, because of to catch that elephant and tie that elephant with objects. So that's why object, visualizing light here, focusing on breath, in and out, in, there's one, in, there's two, in, there's three, you know, just doing this, and then, you know, just thinking about, you know, who's coming in, so, you know, there's any, like, breakfast in my refrigerator, things like that, then it's not good, so, then, like, losing the whole purpose of meditation, so, concentration, someday, qixi, concentration produce calm mind, peaceful mind. Loyi told wisdom liberates. Okay, wisdom liberates. That's why we learn. Then we practice that, okay? Mm. So then next Sunday, maybe somebody else also did, lead this physical, like say physical, putting all your attentions very closely with full awareness. It's not like, you know, so full awareness. So then putting your attentions to the physical movement, you know, whether you move your hand or feet, so then be fully aware. Oh. So then it's good what Mother Teresa said, you know, it's kind of like silent, no prayers, what Mother said, you remember? So that's what that piece of paper I'm looking is kind of missing. Here? No, that is okay. If I remember, say, no prayer on the either. Fruit of silence. Fruit of silence is prayer. No prayer, no silence. They say the fruit of silence is prayer. No, so we all know silence, silence, silence. So now the question is how you can make yourself silent. No, your prayer do make silence. No, like when you concentrate on prayer. So so these people, I think we should pay attention, because these people knows when it's coming down on contentment, satisfaction, contentment. These people knows, you know, these people been working on their, how I say, mental happiness and working for other people, you know. So when you go to Calcutta, I've been there a number of times, where Mother start her charity house, poorest of the poor in the world, when you go there. So it's hard to live there. First of all, it's hard to live there. According to the environment, it's kind of chaos, you know. So then, so much happiness the Mother gains. Oh. And then she said prayer all the time. So prayer doesn't mean you have to say something from the books. So I will find out this. There's like kind of a circle. Prayer, silence, service, love, action. This kind of circle. So that. That's what piece of paper I'm looking for, kind of miss. Yeah, that's it. So I'm going to read one paragraph from here. So this morning I've been thinking about, you know, like some kind of topic to share here at the center. Here, ha, due to me, this is from 7-point mind training text. It's called mind training. There's 100 different types of mind training texts. It's all Buddhism. It's all comes down to mind. How to take care of your mind. So what it means, how to take care of your mind. So make sure mind doesn't become negative. When it's come down to yourself, when it's come to other people's. So some of your ear maybe already burn. I've been seeing this again and again. Not because I don't believe that you don't know. I do believe that you are very smart people. You learn so fast. But somehow this has to go here. If there's a gap between here and there, gap, the one person can, the gap where you can put queen size bed. So then it doesn't work, because only here, you know, so it's not lack of here, it's lack of here. So what it needs, so then when we meditate, we need to think, ha, due to me, Pop. So here, you don't have here the system, but Tibet we do have systems. What you do some rituals, then you know, there's a way to spirit or protectors comes into people's body, what you call. People's body. So then some kind of prophecy or maybe some difficult decisions that you are about to make. So especially the Tibetan exile governments, major decisions been taken by human and protector both. The decisions, big, tough decisions about Tibetan cause is made by human conjoined with the, how you say, protectors. Protector, you understand protector? It's not something you can see. spiritual protectors. Do you talk about here spiritual protectors in America? Except beside the insurance. Beside insurance. Insurance doesn't consider as a protector. Beside insurance. Do you talk about spiritual protectors?
Yeah,
some people pray to the saints. Anyway, so Pema Sambhava, the Indian master, the Guru Rinpoche, when he first came to Tibet, so people don't believe what he says, people don't believe him. Somehow he managed to bring the protectors into people's body, so then, say something. So that's how it happens. Okay, anyway. So you are supposed to bring the spiritual protectors, something that you protect. Sometimes instead of that coming dead into your body, some kind of spirit that comes into people's body, that's not good. So you are inviting something, it's not coming that instead of coming something else. So that's the literal meaning of this part. What it means? It means, meditations. What is the core point of meditation is to reduce negative mind, right? Minimize. Why? Because negative mind is mental suffering. If you are thinking something negative about yourself, that's not good. It's nothing to do with religion, So then what whole message is like saying, okay, you should not cut because you get shorter. Make sense? They're saying, don't cut yourself, you get shorter. It's no good. No. Don't jump into water. The water will carry you. No, it's no good. This is what this I'm trying to say. Fa literally means celestial being. Celestial being, fa. Di is demon. Fa did me. You are trying to invite into people's body the celestial being. Instead of celestial being, then the demon took place. So that's why, this example, what it means. It means you are trying to meditate. What you're trying to do is you're trying to be positive, optimistic, trying to be optimistic. Then all of a sudden you become negative. So that means demons taking over rather than celestial beings taking over. The demons taking over. The whole purpose of this ritual, this whole set of rituals that you do, it takes time to the spirit to come into people's body. You do this kind of rituals, then slow, instead of that, demons comes in, so there's meditations. Gomtop, the power of meditation is nimochuma, means less negative mind. That is the power of meditations. The power of reading scriptures, such as these books, to help Chutop Shishidwa become more calm, more relaxed, more calm. More you read, more you become calm, peaceful. Is serving purpose. More you meditate, less negative thought. When it's come down to you, you used to say, oh, I'm not good. No, I'm broke. No, broke. My life is broke. How you say? What is broken? So this whole process, you cannot help other people. If you don't know how to help yourself, simply you cannot help, even though you wish you cannot help. What is required to help someone else? What is required? Initially, it requires loving kindness, compassion. That's minimum you need in order to help other people. You can't have, compassion, loving kindness if you don't know how to help yourself. So then, okay, if that's the case, then how this whole process began? It begins according to Lamrim. So, if some of you come here to center every Sunday, okay, say maybe what kind of new things he's going to say. I have nothing new to say. Whatever I'm saying has already been said. There's nothing new to say. So, there's something new will come. So if you're trying to put in little by little, trying to build the USB port from here to here, so that you can synchronize. So now problem is there's no USB port. Doesn't communicate. There's so much here, but there's nothing here. It's all completely dry. So so then when you meditate, so then you become, you used to say, not good, I'm a bad person because I did this and that. When you come down yourself, you've been negative. When you come down other people, you've been negative. That is not good. It's not good. It's not good for health. It's not good for your life. It's not good for your spirit. So what do you say here? Rise and shine. 14 years ago, I heard when I came to this country first time, 1999. So after that, after 3 months, I went to Indiana where His Holiness is giving teaching there. So I went to Indiana. So then I'm sharing a room with Herb, who does the prison project here, gentleman, then Dr. Brown, who's the ex-director of this Kadama Center. Dr. Brown told me, Gisela, that there's a rise and shine. I have no clue what he's saying. So my English is very bad. So now, this is exactly, your rise means awake, rise and shine. How you shine? You think something good. Okay? So in Buddhism, what do you do? You think about precious human life. So I've been said this many times, you heard many times. So, but we have to think to find something to feel grateful. So then, as I also mentioned last class, the question that we need to ask, how you become human? How? Do we have any clue? We study, you can read. This question is very important to ask, how you become human. You think it's like a piece of cake? If you think it's a piece of cake, then you are completely wrong, according to these books. I'm completely wrong, you are completely wrong. That's how you become human. So then, what kind of answer will come out of that questions that's like precious, meaningful, difficult to find? There's something that we should think, rather than thinking something negative all the time, this is no good. Thinking negative is not good, So, as I said, you have mind, there's nothing you can do, you can't separate, so you have to live with your mind, it's like permanent roommate, so that mind becomes negative all the time, it's kind of difficult. Your roommate being negative all the time, that's not easy. Physical roommate, you can get rid of them. You can move somewhere else. But this roommate, you can't go anywhere. So that's how, first is ask question, how you become human. So then, these three answers, according to these books, been taught 650 years ago. So according to this book, so there's three answers will come out. Precious, meaningful, so difficult to find. So that's exactly what they want us to think. That's how the process of helping yourself begin. It begins with thinking something positive of yourself. So that's why as a Buddhist, so the minute you wake up, you think about precious human life, you meditate on that. So what do you mean meditate? Meditate means you just think. Maybe sometimes it helps, your life is precious because then when you read, then you have information here. Then you use it because of this. And meaningful, then difficult to find, then there's so much, there's three answers has been given here. If you don't know, then you read this book, then you just think, that's called meditations. You review them, that's called review meditations. Then slowly, then then it becomes piece of cake. The minute you wake up, you think of something positive. So that's, I think, isn't it wonderful? To wake up with something that you are thinking something very special. It is not lying. It's true. It's true. Every life is precious, meaningful. So what you can do, sometimes people come to you, Gisela, my life has no meaning. My life has no meaning. What you can tell? You can say something, there's something that each one of us, we need to think. this is the kind of thought that we need. That will, how you say, nurture our health, our spirit. That's exactly how you rise and shine. So otherwise, how you shine? I'm not sure. That's American saying. It's not Tibetan saying. How you shine? Rise and shine? How you shine? Do we like to shine? Yeah. Yes, yeah. In Kurima, how we shine? Some contribution, please. How you shine?
We do this by, like you said, our thoughts, right?
So we say that to other people, right?
That's right.
Andrea, rise and shine.
Rise and shine. My mom used to always say this all
the time. But when it comes down to me, I'm not going to shine.
Right, yeah. Yeah. But if we can have good thoughts, right, and then we will, this is how I understood it. My mom used to say it all the time. Then we project those good thoughts. Mm. So we're shining. It's like beams of light are coming out.
So when your mom told you, rise and shine,
yeah.
How you shine?
How we shine? By having good thoughts, and then projecting those thoughts out.
Mm.
So shine your light. Light is inside.
Mm.
So you're shining your light out to the world, my mom used to always say.
Mm. And this good saying, don't you think? It's a very good saying. So now the question is how to shine. So according to Buddhism, you know, that's how you shine, I'm not sure how else you can shine, rather than thinking something positive, you know. As a Buddhist, that's what we are supposed to do. As a monk, that's what I'm supposed to do. Am I successful all the time? No. So, you know, why? Because there's so many, difficulties, not easy, you know. So I think it's good, you know, to share this method, what you think? Rise and shine. How you shine? You think something special about yourself. So then one day, then you will say, I cannot believe it's not precious. I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe it's not butter. It tastes exactly like butter. But now it feels exactly like precious, meaningful, difficult to find, according to book. So now it makes sense. Then you reach aha moment. Aha moment. Oh, that's it now. Now I understand. No, because every moment, you know, yeah, this existence is called samsara. From Buddhist point of view, this term they use called samsara. That means imperfect existence. You can fix everything. It will be beautiful, wonderful if you can fix every little problem. Wonderful. But in reality, we cannot fix. Why? It is complicated. Existence is complicated. Why is karma? According to Buddhism, it's not just what you think. It is about also karma. Individual karma, common karma. I was, you know, kind of amazed. Two totally different consciousness. Can you imagine? Totally two different consciousness. Each consciousness has no clue what kind of karma you are functioning on. What kind of... Still we get along. That's quite amazing, I think. Don't you think? Yeah, so so that will reduce knowing samsara will reduce the unrealistic expectations being perfect. So much stress has been built on. Fear has been built on. So knowing that will eliminate, you know, to help to overcome from fear, a lot of fears being perfect. So then just knowing that, so I think it's good, you know, so this is a big project, okay? Taking care of life is not easy, that easy. It's a big project. You need so many different, it's like a puzzle. It's like, you know, you need so many different things, elements. So being so, you talk about, let it go. Letting go sounds great. Yeah, be flexible, let it go. Yeah, it all sounds good. How? My question is how? There's difference. I told this story many times. Did you heard about Milarepa? Milarepa? That's great Tibetan master, great Tibetan meditator. He's been most of life, he's been in the wilderness. Wilderness, that's where he go, he meditate. He has only one pot. only one, that's all he possessed, the metal or clay. So that's where he boils things, that's where the plant that he eats. What is it called?
Nettles.
Huh? Nettles. Do people eat here? No. Used to? Okay. Anyway, that's all he eats, no, because he's pure organic.
Nettle.
Nettle is more tougher to eat than kale or sand.
tougher.
Yeah, tougher, yeah. So that's, anyway, that's what Manadeva used to eat, okay? So, here's one part. So now talking about letting go, you know, easy to say, oh, that sounds wonderful, letting go. You need some understanding. Otherwise, you can't just let it go. You have to have some understanding why it's important to let it go. You have to educate your mind why it's important to let it go. You have to have some information to give. Otherwise, you can force let it go. It's not that easy. So what Milarepa, one day, he's going to the creek to get water. It's kind of raining day, rainy season. He slipped. So do we have Milarepa here? No, not here. So anyway, he himself also looks like kind of plant, called green. So I'm not sure if you eat green all the time, maybe you may become green. I'm not sure. So he's kind of like looks green looking. Anyway, he's going down there, getting water, the only pot that he has. And he slipped, and he loose pot, and pot just hit on the piece of stone, broke. If that's me, what I will say? So what Milarepa say, the pot is right here, now it's gone. That's nature of impermanent. Finish. Story finish. He moves on. If that's me, that story will not end that there. It's not like that simple. It goes on and on and on. So that's why not able to let it go, even though somebody say, let it go. If you can't let it go, because about let it go, you have to have understood. We need to understand what is impermanent. Everything change. So we can't just clinking on, I don't want this to be changed. I want to be like this forever. That you are going against reality. You can let it go. So that's like exactly like that. No, it's right here, it's gone. That's the nature of impermanence. Then Milarepa, story finished. For us, so then looking for somewhere to blame, somebody to blame. So this goes on and on, and then we become so good at and meditating on that. We meditate on that again. Then finally, we maybe let it go, or maybe no choice. We have to let it go. So many of us choose to let it go. That's how, you know, impermanent. Okay, so, and please, This is the piece of information I just shared with you. This is coming from 7-point mind training text. In that text, there's many, many good informations. It will teach you how to let it go, how to see the purpose of meditations. So then, slowly, change will take place. Slowly. We have to be very, very gentle, very, very careful. When we're planting something, we have to be patient. It will grow slowly. You can then slowly it will grow slowly. Then you see something, then it will grow. Then you, how you say, take care of them, you know, so guard them. Take care. Then it will bloom. Flowering. Even the flower, when you plant some seed, that's exactly meditation. You're planting new seed, and you're trying to take care. So that's why whole process of being helping yourself. So gently, kind, you know, love, and that's how you nurture, slow. So then you can move. Then you can, you know, slowly help someone else, you know, be kind. So love, kind, loving kindness means trying to, when you say I love you, means that you are saying, according to Buddhism, you are saying, I am here to contribute. If you are struggling to reach something, for sake of happiness, I'm here to contribute. That's why you are saying, I love you. When you say, I have compassion to you, that means you are saying to that person, I'm here to help you to overcome from difficulties that you are struggling. I'm here. So that's why, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause happiness. You are saying, may you, Peter, have happiness and the cause of happiness. That's how you begin. You can't begin from the enemy, the person you don't like, so difficult. You begin with that your friend, your close one, you say, oh, may Peter, you have happiness and all the happiness, cause of happiness. And then, may also have happiness, cause of now. Then, be free, may say, Peter, you be free from suffering, the cause of suffering. Then slowly, when you become good at that, so then you move to the stranger. Then you move to the person you don't like. So then that's how it becomes universe. This whole process, you know. So it's very important, you know. That's the last one I'm going to say. Trapa means stomach. Stomach.
Tripe.
Outside, very smooth. Smooth. Inside, kind of rough. So that's called, if someone in Tibet, they're saying in Tibetan, chi jam. Chi jam means outside, very smooth. Very kind, very peaceful, very relaxed. When you come in, then it's in your house. So then you like, inside, it's all rough. No. When we go out, being very careful, very kind, very relaxed, very respectful. When you come, person close to you, so you know from your heart that person not going to hurt you. So that you've been mean, kind of like angry, that's not good. That's called tribe. That's called tribe. See? Make sense? Sure, it makes sense? So then the tribe is just like person who's doing it. Outside very calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. Inside all wrathful. All kind of, you know, like, ready to fight. So you're not able to tolerate even one word, you know. So small noise makes you so angry. So that's, you know, that's why there's, sometimes they teach you, there's a saying, there's some saying that, you know, they teach you. So another saying, kibu rangi machena, if you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. Kibu rangi machena. You have to learn how to make yourself happy. Otherwise, other people will make your life miserable. So that's how you make your life, you know, happy and peaceful. So I hope that we all get benefit from this, you know, 7-point mind training text, 8 verses mind training text. You know, we read here, it takes time. We have to be patient. The time, the practice, the patience, things will change. Slow. So very important. That's how whole process, help, thinking, talking about helping others. So before that, we have to learn how to help ourselves. So that's rise and shine. How you shine, you think about when you wake up, you think about precious human life. So I said this many times, when you do practice, it's not just one time, every day. Every day when you wake up, try to see something positive, okay? So that's good for your health, good for your life. So then you will have long, happy life rather than long, miserable life. Long, happy life, that makes sense. Then living long life is good, happy. You make other people happy, you are content. What else? You need more. This is pretty good. No? Kibbutzim is, no, this is pretty good. This is pretty good, you know, so there's no war. Nobody's no bombing here. No war. Air is pretty clean. Road is very nice. The water you drink is pretty clean. People in the nice, no, nobody really fighting for food. So we have to learn how to contain, okay? Yeah. So now a lot of time passed.
Okay, let's see the dedication prayers on the pink sheet, starting with the verses from Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama Orman of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunas' victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Rise and shine.